This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Hello, it is Sean here, and we are building another ultimate ship. Now, instead of taking the best bits of existing ships, this time we're building a ship entirely from scratch and thinking about how this ship will be awesome in the future. So I've put some new batteries in the Botodex, giving it a little software update. Now, Botodex, we've learnt about ships of the future, but what are we going to be doing next?
Today, we are going to be looking at onboard safety.
Okie dokie, let's go!
Safety is one of the most important parts of being on board a ship.
I mean, sure, because while being on a ship is loads of fun, it can also be pretty dangerous, because if you think, there are loads of hazards that can be found in the water. The weather could be dangerous, there could be unseen rocks, you could fall out the boat, a giant squid might get you, almost too many to count.
As we saw with the Titanic, no ship, no matter how large, is unsinkable.
Yep, because at the time, the Titanic was one of the biggest passenger ships in the world, and it still sank nonetheless.
Did you know that when the Titanic sank, there weren't enough lifeboats for everybody on board?
I actually do know this one, Boadex. The reason for this was because the rules said ships of a certain size only needed 16 lifeboats on board. See, the problem was, that rule was made 30 years before the Titanic sailed, and the Titanic was like 5 times bigger than the biggest ship of the time when that old rule was made, so it was obviously never going to fit all of its passengers on 16 lifeboats.
That is good knowledge, Sean. Well done.
Why, thank you. I'm not just a pretty face, you know.
After the Titanic sank, rules were made that ships would have to carry enough lifeboats for those aboard. Mandated lifeboat drills would be introduced, and lifeboat inspections would be conducted.
So here we are. We've been lucky enough to participate in a lifeboat drill on another cruise ship. We're always on the cruise ships. Now, there are two types of safety drills on a cruise ship, a muster drill and a lifeboat drill. Now, a muster drill needs to happen within 24 hours of everyone getting on the ship. This cruise ship actually conducts their muster drills before it's even left the harbour. So everyone gathers at what's called a muster station next to the lifeboats. Now, muster stations need to be large spaces with enough room for passengers to stand and also be marshalled and instructed. Everyone's shown how to put on their life jackets and where the lifeboat boarding area is. But they don't actually get in the lifeboats in a muster drill. Now, a lifeboat drill is a little more hands-on. Oh, here we go. Now, those blasts of the horn signify that there is an emergency.
Proceed to your muster station. Once again, if you haven't done so already, you must proceed to your muster station.
Passengers gather at their assigned muster station, and there's a roll call to make sure nobody's missing. Then, in a lifeboat drill, you actually get in the lifeboats, which are then lowered into the water.
Your specific station number can be found on your stateroom keycard and inside your stateroom door. Even-numbered muster stations are on the port or left side of the ship. Odd-numbered muster stations are on the starboard or right side of the ship. There is signage throughout the ship that will guide you to your muster station. In a real emergency, some elevators may not be working.
Now, not every passenger will have to do the full lifeboat drill when they get on board. Like I said, that's the muster drill. The lifeboat drill is more for the crew, and they are held on a regular basis with all the crew. International regulations mean that each member of the crew should participate in at least one abandoned ship drill and one fire drill every single month. So, Botodex, what are the main safety features we need on our ultimate ship?
Well, sure. We need to ensure that we have enough lifeboats and life jackets for as many people as we can carry on board. We also need to ensure that all passengers and crew are fully aware of our abandoned ship procedure.
That is true, because while our ultimate ship of the future is going to be the most awesome, it also is going to be the safest as well.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.